みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
ナオミです。 Cat here. Beginner Series Season 6 Lesson 5. Learn this Japanese verb ahead of time.Hello and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. I'm Kat, and I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone! Now I'm here.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say, I did something beforehand.
Right. The usage of te-oku.
The conversation takes place at...
Uchi.
At home. And who is this conversation between?
Daichi-kun to Daichi-kun no otousan, okaasan desu.
Daichi and his mother and father.
多分誰かの誕生日ですね。
Yes, that's right. It's maybe someone's birthday today. The speakers are family members, so of course the speakers will be speaking informal Japanese.
では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
お父さん、鍵閉めた？
ああ、さっき閉めておいたよ。
料理は？
作って。テーブルの上に並べておいたよ。
じゃあ、飲み物は？
さっき買った。冷蔵庫に入れておいたよ。ビールとジュースでいいんだろ？
そう。あ、大地、ろうそくは？
買っておいた。火はどうする？つけておく？
まだ。
し、来た。
電気を消して。
ただいま。誰もいないんだ。
助手、誕生日おめでとう。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
お父さん、鍵、閉めた？
ああ、さっき、閉めておいたよ。
料理は？
作って、テーブルの上に。並べておいたよ。
じゃあ、飲み物は？
さっき買った。冷蔵庫に入れておいたよ。ビールとジュースでいいんだろ？
そう。あ、大地、ろうそくは？
買っておいた。火はどうする？つけておく？
まだ。
し、来た。
電気を消して。
ただいま。あ、誰もいないんだ。
助手、誕生日おめでとう。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
お父さん、鍵閉めた？
Dad, did you lock the door?
ああ、さっき閉めておいたよ。
Yeah, I locked it just now.
料理は？
And the food?
作って、テーブルの上に並べておいたよ。
I prepared it, then left it out on the table.
じゃあ、飲み物は？
What about the drinks?
さっき買った。冷蔵庫に入れておいたよ。
I bought them just now. I've already put them in the fridge.
ビールとジュースでいいんだろ？
Beer and fruit juice will do, right?
そう。あ、大地、ろうそくは？
Yes. Oh, 大地、what about candles?
買っておいた。
I bought them.
火はどうする？つけておく？
Should I go ahead and light them?
まだ。
Not yet.
しー、来た。
しー、he's here.
電気を消して。
Turn off the lights.
ただいま。あ、誰もいないんだ。
I'm home. Oh.No one's home.
助手、
誕生日おめでとう。
Happy birthday, Josh.
So it was Josh's birthday. Josh の誕生日でしたね。
そうです。ホストファミリーは良さそうな人たちですよね。
It seems like Josh has got a great host family, doesn't it?
そうですよね。優しそうですね。
Mm.
It seems like the mother is the director of operations, doesn't it? She's the organizer. She was telling her husband and her son what to do.
そうですね。Yes. ジョシュは群馬に住んでいる と言っていましたね。群馬の女の人は強いそうです。これは有名です。
Yes, I remember Joshua saying that he lives in Gunma. And Gunma is known for strong women. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, my friend from Gunma told me that.
Really? I've actually heard that before, you know. Gunma has a textile weaving industry. And apparently in the old days, the weavers were all women. And they could make money by themselves from their weaving work without needing a husband to provide for them. So they were called strong, economically strong.
なるほどね。面白いですよね。
Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word we're going to see is?
鍵
Key.
鍵
Next?
冷蔵庫
Refrigerator.
冷蔵庫
Next?
火
Fire, flame.
火
Next?
つける
To turn on, to switch on, to light up.
つける
And next?
消す
To erase, turn off, to put out.
消す
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And the first one we're going to look at is?
冷蔵庫
Fridge, or in American English, I believe, refrigerator. It's not 冷蔵庫 This word contains a long O sound, so be careful.
そうですね。冷蔵庫 Actually, the first 冷 part becomes 冷。冷蔵庫 Right.
Next,
火をつける
To set a fire, to light a fire, or to light something.
火 is fire. O is an object marker. つける is to turn on, to switch on.Or to light.
Right, and つける actually has various meanings. When it's used with 火, which means fire, it becomes to light something. The something is marked by に.
Here's a sample sentence. その男はタバコに火をつけた.
That man lit a cigarette.
The opposite word of つける is 消す.
消す can mean put out, turn off, or erase, depending on the context.
Right, so 電気を消す means
to turn off the light.
火を消す means
to put out the fire.
はい、そうです。
The focus of this lesson is how to say do something in advance.
Yes, you'll learn the usage of 手置く
meaning to do something in advance for future purposes.
Let's check the formation.
The formation is 手 form of a verb plus 置く. How do you say to buy?
買う
And the te form is?
買って
Attach 置く
買って置く
To buy something in advance.
Here's a sample sentence. チケットを買っておく
I'll buy a ticket in advance. Listeners, repeat.
チケットを買っておく
Listeners, please say, I'll buy a ticket in advance in Japanese.
チケットを買っておくHere's a longer sample sentence. 明日映画に行くので今日チケットを買っておく。
Since I'm going to see a film tomorrow, I'll buy tickets in advance today. Let's do one more example. How do you say to clean, as in to clean the room?
掃除する。
And the te form is?
掃除して。
Attach 置く。
掃除して置く。
To clean in advance.
Here's a sample sentence. 部屋を掃除しておく。
I'll clean the room in preparation. Listeners, repeat.
部屋を掃除しておく。
Listeners, say, I'll clean the room in preparation.
部屋を掃除しておく。Here's a longer sentence. 友達が来るので、部屋を掃除しておく。
Since my friends are coming over, I'll clean my room in preparation. And now let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to say a phrase. Your job is to complete the sentence using 手置く。
明日テストがあるので…だだだ。
I have a test tomorrow, so... Naomi-sensei, could you give us one possible answer?
明日テストがあるので勉強しておく。
Since I have a test tomorrow, I'll study in preparation. Okay, how did you do? Of course, there are many other possible answers. If you want us to check if your sentence is correct, leave us a comment and we'll check it for you. It's really easy. Go to the lesson page on JapanesePod101.com, enter your comment and name,
and that's it.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and leave us a comment.
じゃあまた。
Bye everyone.
お父さん、鍵閉めた？
ああ、さっき閉めておいたよ。
料理は？
作って、テーブルの上に並べておいたよ。
じゃあ、飲み物は？
さっき買った。冷蔵庫に入れておいたよ。ビールとジュースでいいんだろ？
そう。あ、大地、ろうそくは？
買っておいた。火はどうする？つけておく？
まだ。
し、来た。
電気を消して。
ただいま。あ、誰もいないんだ。
女子、誕生日おめでとう。